Only if a fellow, and you tell him now, when the wood is less than dalid by dalid, then the get is good, it's called one place. Only if that wood does not have its own name. But Aval Isle Shem Lavoy, if it has its own nickname, like that's called a toy, that's called the toy room, that's called some type of a place by itself, then Afagav the Loy Gvoy Asara, even though it's not 10 Tfachim tall, the Afagav Loy Hever Yabam, even though it's not 4 Amos wide, still the Maisa, since it has its own name to it, it's called like a song Rishus, and also the get would not be good, because it's not called Chad Mokum, the same place where the husband is letting his wife use. The husband only lets his wife use that place where she is, and not the next place next to it. It has a new shame, a new name to it. It's called a new place. That's not the place the husband gave her. Therefore, the get would not be good. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding the fine chest of Aleph, you're on top. Mora says, "Afilu hu ima b'mita." In the case where the wife is in the husband's reshus, and the husband throws the get to us, the Mishnah says, "Einu megareshes." And it says, "Afilu hu ima b'mita," even though he's with her in the bed. Yeah. So Mora says, "Amar Rav, Rav said, 'Lo yishanu ela b'mita shaloi.' Only if the bed still belongs to the husband. So then, even though she's in the bed, but so what? Since the get only went into the bed, and the bed belongs to the husband, she's not Mugareshis. Abu b'mita shaloh, let's say the bed belongs to her, then Mugareshis. If the husband puts the get into her bed, then she is Mugareshis. So Mora says, Tanya Namiyochi, we learn like this also. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, b'mita shaloh ain't Mugareshis. If the bed belongs to the husband, then the get is no good. But the mita shaloh, let's say this bed, even though it's in the husband's house, the husband's apartment, but if she owns the bed, then megareshes. So Gemara asks the question, why? Well, the mita shaloh, even though this bed belongs to her, megareshes, why do you say she's megareshes? Caleb shaloh keach reshus meichahu. This should be the shaloh, the question in the Gemara in Bava Basra. In such a case, are you kain or not? Here it's called Caleb shaloh keach. It means the one that's buying it, it's his kelim, but it's reshus meicher, and the meicher is reshus, can your kli be kind for you or not? Like this, something that belongs to you, if it's your utensil, and something falls into it, so your kli is kind for you, like your kli is like your chotzer. But there it's a machlekes, maybe only when it's in your reshus, or maybe it's only when it's in reshus rabim. But let's say it's in the other person's reshus, can your kli be kind for you or not? One svar is no, that your kli is like bottle to the other person's reshus, like over here. So what if the bed belongs to her? But since the bed is in the husband's house, so the bed should be like part of the house. Since the whole house belongs to the husband, she should not be kaina. So Mar says, if so, shamat minov, and then we should bring the proof from our Mishnah then, that kelev shalakeach, reshus moich is kana lakeach. Like if so, why don't we bring a raya in the Gemara and Bar Basra, that she bring a proof from our Mishnah? If you're telling me now that our Mishnah means that if the bed belongs to her, then she is Megareshes, she should be able to prove the question over there, that even though the Kalim, like here, belong to the wife, even though it's in the Rishus of the husband, still what goes into her bed is kind of her, still is called the good get. And like over there, it's a Machlekes in the Gemara. So Mara says, no, I'll tell you, Leitzricha, here it's different. Leitzricha, you know what we're talking about over here? The Gevoya Asara. We're talking about that the bed is 10 tefachim off the ground. It's above the ground, like it has long legs. So then the svar is like this. Even though it's in the husband's reshus, but what's part of the husband's reshus? The bottom yutvachim. Something that's above yutvachim off the ground, that's not so mach, but it's not like part of the reshus of the bailim anymore. So therefore here, since it's her bed, that's why here her bed would be kaina. As if your kli is in the reshus, the ground of the meicher, maybe then the kli is bottled to the ground, it can't be kind for you, it's more part of the meichers. But here that the bed is more than yutfachim off the ground, here it's better. So Gemara says, but so what still? For yikam makam karya. But still there's the legs. The legs of the bed, that goes down to the ground. So since the legs need to come onto the ground, so why don't we say also, since the ground belongs to the husband here, it's in the husband's house, we should look as if this whole bed is also bottle, light to the ground, to the husband's rishus. Samara says, no, amokim kar yulakafti inshi. There's a Samara, a person doesn't care about the small place, just where the legs are. And Toysa speaks out to the other shiur. Toy Tap Toy says, L'chol ha'pachas be'ishtoy v'chein b'yavar hamita. It could be a stana svar all over, but I call upon him by your own wife, for sure you have this svarah. That if your wife has her bed in your house, so if the bed is yutfachim off the ground, so for sure it doesn't bother you the fact the bed is there. And therefore this bed could be kind of for her. Even though the legs are touching the ground, this little bit that the legs are using the ground of the husband, this for sure does not bother the husband if his own wife's bed is there. So therefore here we say that the wife's bed like remains her own, it's called her own reshus, and therefore if the get comes into her bed, then she would be megareshes, even though it's in the house of the owner, of the bailam. Because over here, since the bed is more than yutzfachim off the ground, here it's better. Then the Mishnah says, Hu adin letoy cheiko o letoy kalosa megareshes. If the get falls into her lap, or into her basket, that she keeps her needles in, also she's megareshes. Sumara says again, Amai, why? L'chura, the havamina we're talking about now, that she again is in the husband's reshus. Because if she's in her own house, so pshita. What do you got to say? It went into a lap or went into a basket, it went into a chatzar. So l'chura, we're talking about now that the wife is in the husband's house. And still we say if the get goes into her lap or into her basket, then she's kind of the get. So the question again is, why is this basket kind of for her? The basket is in the husband's reshus. So again, this should be the question in the Gemara Bava Basra, when you have your basket, but it's in the reshus of the person you're buying something from, since it's in his reshus, maybe your kalim, your basket, can't be kind of for you? So the first question again, Amai, why is it good? L'chura kalim shelakeach b'reshus meicheru. Again, it's called the kalim of the lakeach, true, it's her basket, but it's in the husband's reshus, so maybe she should not be koina. So Gemara answers again, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kagoyin Shehoisa, no, not again, there's new teretz, that Kagoyin Shehoisa, Kalosa, Tuluyibo. We're talking about her basket is tied onto her. It's tied onto her. So therefore, it's not like bottle to the ground of the husband's house, but since it's tied onto her, we more or less still see it by her. Therefore, since this kalim belonged to her, she would be koinut. The basket is tied around the neck, like it's hanging down on her, but it's not touching the ground. So since it's tied around her, therefore this basket that's hanging down from her neck, tied on with a string onto her neck, so therefore it's called her reshus, therefore she's koinut. Reb Shimon ben Lakish shomar kishura afa pishen etluya. It's enough just the fact it's tied onto her, even though it's reaching the ground. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it has to be hanging, meaning it has to be elevated off the ground. Rav Shlaka says no, even though it's dragging along on the floor, but as long as this basket is tied onto her dress or tied onto her, that's all considered like her rishus. It's like not bottle to the husband's rishus. Rav Adi bar Rav Omar, kagoyin shehoisa kalosa munachas lo ben yakosir. I tell you that a basket is standing or sitting in between her feet. Ben yakosir. So it's a svara to say that the husband is not matvid the ground in between her feet, that the husband doesn't care even though she's using it. Rashi says, ben yakosir. V'yaf al pi shamunach bekarka. Even though this basket is resting now on the ground. The husband is not makbid on the place where the wife sits. Therefore, since she was sitting, true, in the husband's house, but the place that she's sitting on, like the husband lets her use it. So that place is considered like she owns it. So therefore, if her basket is in between her legs, so it's all succeeded in the makam, in the place that she's using, so the husband like lets her use that place. So that place is called like her reshus. Therefore, if the get falls into her basket, when her basket is in between her legs, we consider the makam also belonging to her. Like she's like renting it, like not rent, she's using it. She's like a shawl on it. So therefore, the get would be good. It's not called the kelim is reshus hamoicher, but rather the kelim is reshus halakeach. Rav Mesharshia bar Rav Dimi Yomar, kagoin shohoyo bailo moicha kalsas. We're talking about that the husband used to sell baskets.
So Rashi says, Lakach heina makbid al makoyma sheish bebayis lakach. Since he has a whole house where he stores his baskets, so now if his wife comes in with a basket, it doesn't bother him. Like that house is a house full of baskets. So the husband, like Letzah, gives her permission to come into the house with the basket. So when she put down the basket, like the husband lets her have that place. So therefore, again, it's considered like her makom. That's why her basket could be kind of the get for herself. But if you go into the meichas rishus, I'm a regular person, he's makbid. You have no right to put down your kelim in my rishus. So therefore, it's not called like your kli, but rather your kli is bottled to my rishus. Rabbi Yechanan says, Mokom cheko kinuyilo. Again, like we had before, the mokom of a lap, that's kinda to her. And also, mokom kalso kinuyilo. This is for when your wife comes in with a basket, wherever she puts it down, the husband is not makbid. The husband lets his wife use that place where she puts down her basket. And the same thing with the lap also. So Tosha speaks out, mokom cheko v'yimtoim epshito to a cheko v'imamish kiyodo. Like, what are you telling me now, the place of her lap? If you put the get into a lap, of course it's good. That's not much like a hand. That's her. You don't have to come on to it's her place. The MRE, the Rabbi Yechanan Kshura Tluyaboy. Rabbi Yechanan before said that the basket is only good if it's tied around her neck and also hanging, not touching the ground. So therefore, Mari, here we're talking about Shebigdeo Nigroren Boritz. On a lap doesn't mean on her flesh on a lap. It means on a dress there. That's in between her laps. And we're talking about now that the dress is touching the ground. So therefore, as far as the dress itself goes, since it's touching the ground, according to Rabbi Yechanan, really that should not be enough. Because Rabbi Yechanan says it has to be hanging and attached to her. Hanging means it has to be off the ground. Here the part of the dress that's touching the ground is on the ground. So that's why it's come onto this new svara, the part of the dress that's in between her laps, that the husband for sure lets her use that makam, and therefore that makam could also be kind of the get for her. Omar Rav says, my time at Rabbi Yechanan, what's the reason of Rabbi Yechanan? Lefi shein adam makbid lo yamakam cheko v'lo yamakam kalosa. For his own wife, he doesn't care that place that his wife has between her laps, or the place where she puts down her basket, the husband lets her use it. So again, it's similar like hamakom, therefore the get would be good. Tanya nam yachav, we learn like this also. Zorko lo letoy cheka. If the husband throws the get in between her lap, or letoy kalsam in her basket, or letoy kol dava shuka kaloso, or anything like her basket, is the get harezum egreshes. So kol dava shuka kaloso lasuya mai, what does it come to include also? So Mar says, lasuya taska, type of a dish, the dish that she eats her tomorrow, her dates with. So again, the husband is not makbid upon that. That's awesome. Either it's hanging on her, or else also it's a svara, the husband lets her come into the house with those, with that keli. So therefore, when she puts it down, like, the husband lets her put it down, so the makam is like her makam. Therefore, again, it would be kind of her get for her. So Mishnah says like this, Omalo konsi shtar choyv zeh. If a husband tells his wife, listen, take this check, he doesn't tell her it's a get. His time says it's a shtar choyf, it's a check, like somebody owes me money, here, take it. Or else if she found the get in the back of the husband, and then she reads it, and she comes out, she finds out that she has a get, is there a get? You should know this get is no good. Until the husband tells her clearly, here is your get. The husband has to tell her, here is your get. What about Nosa and Biyoda? If the husband puts it into her hand, Vehi Yishona, but she's sleeping, and then Niyara, she wakes up, Kora, and she reads it, Farehu Gita, she finds out it's a get, again, and again, it's no good. Hachiyoy Maloha Gitcho. Hey, Samaisan Nesina means you have to give it to your wife, means when you give it to her, she has to realize she's receiving a get. So you have to tell her, Ho Gitcho, here is your get. If you give a Stam or Shtar Choyv, she thinks she's taking a Shtar Choyv, that's no good. Until the husband has to tell her, Ho gitcha, here is your get. The husband has to say, like, I'm giving you a get. It's no good. It's no good. It's no good. She has to be awake. He has to tell her. Of course, she has to hear it. So the Gemara. He omalo, ho gitcha mehevi. He's going now that first she took the get, and then later the husband tells her, take the get. So when it's kasha, why is that good mehevi? Hevi le tli gitcha meagavi karko. is as if the husband first puts the get down on the floor, and then he tells his wife, go and take it. That's no good. But Yama Rava, Rava says, if the husband says, Tali Gitchom Yabakarka, take your get that's on the floor, Lo Yama Klum, he didn't say anything. Say also, how could the wife like get it later, or here, when she finds the get in the back of the husband, how could she come and take it? He didn't give her the get. So Gemara says, Shel Shofoso Meyachuruf. That the get is like hanging on the back of him. Rashi Shayatochov Bechaguroi. The get was like sticking out on the back of his belt. So she went and took it now. So Gemara says, Shofoso Nami Sawat. Habina Venosim Biyodavaleko. Still, a Maisa Nesina means the husband has to give her the get. Here she is taking the get herself and in between his belt. So why is that called a good Venosim Biyodav? So Gemara says, let's read what we're talking about. The Orak Lohartse, he like moves his back towards her. The Shafosa, and then she takes the get out of his belt. But since he moves his body towards her, that's called the Maisa Venosan. He's like giving the get to her, and now she's taking it. That's also called the Venosan on the Sina Biyada. Tanya Nam Yach, we learn like this also. Oh, my loved husband says, Konsi Shtachov Zeh, take this Shtachov, take this check. Oisha Shafosa Mechurov. Or else if he has the get hanging on his back, Kurosov, and that lady, she reads it. For a Yugita in a get, it's no good. Achiermul, until the husband tells all Gitcha, it's a good get. Divra Rebbe, that's what Rebbe holds. Rebbe Shimon, Allah Zawaymil, Yerlu Meni get, for it's always not a good get. Achietlenu, no, the husband has to take it back from her, Himeno. Vyasiv Yitnenu, he has to go and give it over to her again. For Yermul, Ha Gitcha. He says, Mamish, the husband has to give it over to her, and when he gives it to her, he has to say, Ha Gitcha. Nosna biyod, let's say the husband puts it into her hand. He yashana, she's sleeping. Niyara, then she wakes up, a current, she reads it, a rehu get, she finds out the gita. Is then again, it's no good. Again, achyemel or gitcha. So the husband says, here's your get. Diver Rebbe. Rebbe Shimon ben Alozu Weimer, and no, again, it's no good. Achyet lenu a man, the husband has to take it back from her, for yachzi vizen alo, give it to him over again. For yemel, and he has to tell her, ho gitcha, here's your get. Utsricha, we need this machlekes two times. Tiyet mabach, my son, in the first case, they come, Rabbi, only the first because Rabbi says it's good, Mishum the Bastik Rushi. When he gave her this get, she was awake. Just at that time, she thought it was a Shtar Chayv, but she was awake, she's a Bar Gerishin. So there, Rabbi says that all the husband has to say is just later, Ha Gitcha, but he does not have to take it back and give it over to her again. Abu Nosim the Yod of Yishona, but in the Sefer, where she's sleeping, to Lav Bastik Rushi, since she's sleeping, she can't have a get then. Ema Modlil Rabbi Shimon, then Allah, so maybe Rabbi agrees that the husband has to take it back and give it over again. So that's why I need the second case. Now, we eat the both, would only hear the second case when she's sleeping. I would have said, Bo come, Rabbi Shimon ben Elozah. Only there, Rabbi Shimon ben Elozah says the husband has to take it back and give it over to her again. Abba Bahaf, but in the first case, when she's awake, because he's telling us the Shtar Chayiv, Eim Modlil Rebbe, maybe Rabbi Shimon ben Elozah would agree to Rebbe that you don't have to take it back, just tell her, Ha Gitcha, Tzricha. That's why I need the Machlokes, both cases, that it's Rebbe holds, it's called the good Venosa and Viyoda. Just that he has to tell her later it's a get. And Rabbi Shimon says no. For Nosta means you have to give it to her that she has to realize she's accepting a get. Amar Rava, cost of law get, if the husband wrote a get, Venosna biyad avda, and he put it into a ha, he put it into his wife's servant, his wife's eved. Yoshin, and the eved was sleeping. Umishab Rosa, and she's watching the eved now, is a raise a get. Since the eved is Mashakon eved Kona Rabba, so the eved belongs to her, so it's like she was kind of the get is good. What about near? Let's say with the get, the Eved is awake. That ain't a get. It's no good. Because if the Eved's awake, he has his own mind. And it's considered he's watching the get for himself. For his own sake, not for the wife's sake. Therefore, the chotzer is not mishtamer. For the isha, the get would not be good. The Gemara still has the question. But Yoshin, if you're telling me the Eved is sleeping, or mishamros, and she is watching it, the question is, am I, why? Chotzim alechasi. An Eved, since he could walk around, it's like a chotzim that could walk around. And the klal is, v'chotzim alechas, like kona. A chotzim that could walk around is not kind of for you. Like we had before, a chotzim is like a get, like a yad. A yad can never walk away from the owner. So it has to be such a chotzim that cannot walk away. So an Eved that could walk away is not kind of for the, is not kind of. So the more answer is, v'chitem, maybe you want to tell me, Yoshin Shani, if he's sleeping, is different. No, v'amarav, v'kol shilam alach lekona, oimit v'yeshav lekona. As long as he could walk, even though now he's sleeping or sitting, still it's no good. So v'hilchasa, you know what the answer is? The kapos, where it's tied up. We're talking about the Eved right now is tied up. So since he's tied up, he can't move. Therefore, it's called a chotzer. That's not mehalachas. So it depends. If the yevet is sleeping and the wife is watching him, it's called mishtameres for her. But if he's awake, then it's called he's watching it for himself. Then the, it's not like a chotzer to be kind of for the wife. So the Mishnah. Hoy soy medis b'shus rabim. It's up until now we're talking about hochotzer. If you throw the get into hochotzer, so the chotzer is kind of for her. What about if she's in the Rishus HaRabim? Vizorkolo, and the husband throws the get to her in the Rishus HaRabim. So, Kor of law, Megareshes. If the get comes closer to her, then she's Megareshes. Some learn it's Dal Ramis, and Dal Ramis is a Kenyan, even though Dal Ramis, some say it's only Midrabonin, but Midrabonin, though it's her Rishus, the Rabonin put it into Rishus, therefore it's like her Rishus Midiraisa. What about Kor of law? If the get is closer to him, ain't no Megareshes. It's no good. Machza, machza, half and half. Megareshes, random megareshes, like a sofer gerushin. V'chein lidni kedushin. The same halach applies by kedushin also. If you throw your wife the kest of kedushin, if it's closer to her, she's mekadeshes. If it's closer to you, no. Half and half, it's a machla. It's a sofer. V'chein lidni choyv. The same thing by a choyv. What's the case? Omaloi ba choyv. When the malva, the one that lent the money, tells back to the loiva, zorak li choyvi. Throw me back my money to me. He's standing in the Rishus HaRabim, and he tells him, throw the money back to me. V'zorkaloi, and the loiva listens, and throws the money back to the malva. So, korav l'malva, if the money lands near the malva, zocha malva. So, it's sort of like the malva receives his money, and even if the money gets lost right away, the loiva is potter. But korav l'loiva, if the money doesn't get closer to the malva, but stays closer to the loiva, is a loiva chayiv, if the money gets lost, it's the loiva's tough luck. He didn't give it over yet. He has to pay still. Machza machza shnei nachleiko. If the money gets fit halfway, then we say they both have to lose out. And it's yachleiko, 50-50, about the loss. Mortzah Zechidon, what's the case talking about kor of law? But the Mishnah says that the get comes closer to her, she's megareshes. Zechidon and kor of law, what's called closer to him? Some arav, arba amas shalom, zel kor of law. If the get comes into her dalad amas, there's such a Kenyan Dalad Amas Rishus HaRabim that she's Megareshes. We spoke out, even though some say it's only Kenyan Midrabonin, but Midrabonin, though they were Matna as Hefka, Bez and Hefka, they're Matna this Rishus to her, so it's as if she owns it now, and therefore the get is good Midiraisa. What about Arba Amas Shaloi? It's in his Arba Amas, then Zel Korvaloi, that she's not Megareshes. Hechidom, you saw what's called Machza Machza, or Roshmul Barab Yitzchok going Shoy Yishnei Maimdom B'Arba Amas. They're both within the same Arbamas. So that's a suffix. Who's Kainerit? For the Gemara, why? Let's see which one came in first. Whoever came in first into that Dalad Amas, he's Kainer the Get. The Chitayim, maybe you tell me, the Yosef Tevar Abiyad Adodi, they both came in the same second into that Dalad Amas. That's why it's a suffix. So Gemara says, no, we actually some same. It can't be that they both came in the same time. For sure, one came in first. So let's see which one came in first. He's kind of these Dalad Amas, so why is it called a Suffolk? So that can be the case of a Suffolk. Elu Omer of Kano, Hocha, we're talking about Bechest Amas Mitzum Somis. We're talking about that they're exactly 8 Amas apart. So that's Kino. Now, the get is like this.